All right, it's fantasy football time. You got a lineup question? Not sure what to do with maybe Drew Brees on the road or LeSean McCoy on Monday night? Well, we got your back. It's Eye on Fantasy Football here on CBS Sports Radio. We're live until midnight Eastern, and we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I am Adam Azer. I'm the second most excited person about fantasy football. Who's number one? That'd be Mr. Dave Richard. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, Adam? And it is week eight. We started with a big bang from Houston. Deshaun Watson, 5 touchdowns on 20 pass attempts. Really look good. How about Lamar Miller? How about Kenyon Drake? Hopefully those guys were not on your bench. I know DeAndre Hopkins wasn't on your bench, but that's just the beginning. We've got a game in London tomorrow and already a little bit of controversy based on some recent news that has come down the pike. And plenty of
Wait, what? Running back madness.
What's the controversy?
What am I missing?
Oh, you didn't see the news.
I thought I saw the news.
This isn't good news for Jacksonville's defense. 4 guys from the team were arrested in London for not paying their tab at a nightclub, according to The Sun, a publication in the UK.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Barry Church, one of the starting safeties, is allegedly one of the guys.
And they're already down 3 cornerbacks in this game.
Well, and so Barry Church is their starting safety, and it's Ronnie Harrison is the rookie safety who's been playing nickel. So he might not – I don't know if these guys are going to play or not. My guess is that they might. Who knows if they were actually arrested, but this is the word going around the campfire.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
And I'll tell you what, if they end up not playing – it makes a matchup that's already a little bit easier for Carson Wentz even more easy.
Don't get arrested, Dave.
I've never gotten arrested as long as you know.
And neither have I. Of course, I don't know you that long, but yeah, we don't approve of it. Damn Americans going out there. Come on, represent the country better, Barry Church. All right, 855-212-4227 is the phone number. 855-212-4CBS. All right, got a fun night for you here, getting you ready for week 8. And, Dave, let's look at some of the injuries and the running backs that we were concerned about on Tuesday when we were making our waiver claims. LeSean McCoy, Matt Breida, Chris Thompson, Royce Freeman, Peyton Barber, Marlon Mack. Some are in, some are out. Who's in this week?
Well,
you want me to go one by one?
I think that's the best way to do it because you threw a lot of names. And like the first one I'm going to spout off on is Chris Thompson, and even I'm not sure if he'll be the guy. I'll start with Chris Thompson, then you fire a name after. How about that?
Chris Thompson, he's probably going to play.
Probably going to play, but I don't know how much he's going to play because this is a great matchup for Adrian Peterson against the Giants. Giants already ranked 20th in fantasy points allowed to running backs, okay? Just the running backs, 20th out of 32 teams. That's not great. And they just traded away their best run defender in Damon Harrison. He's off to Detroit. He might not even play for the Lions this week, but the Giants definitely won't have him. It makes that matchup even sweeter for Adrian Peterson. I'm thinking 20 carries for AP, over 100 yards and a touchdown. That means not a lot left for Chris Thompson, and that would be just fine for Washington because they don't want him to get hurt any further than he already is.
And the Giants will also be without their top linebacker, Alec Ogletree. So even more good news for Adrian Peterson. LeSean McCoy, do you think he's going to play?
So he's been limited in practice for most of the week, but he's still in the concussion protocol. He needs to be cleared out of it before he can play. That game is Monday, not tomorrow. So you just need to keep tabs on his situation. Maybe we'll learn before kickoff tomorrow whether or not he'll play. Here's the other problem. He's playing the Patriots. So it's not exactly
a great matchup. But they don't have a great run defense.
I think they do. I think their run defense is a little bit better than you might think. I know that Jordan Howard scored on them last week, but he was held to a terrible rushing average. Tariq Cohen had to do a lot of his damage catching passes out of the backfield. And maybe LeSean McCoy can do that. But McCoy, I don't think he's got a game this year with over 10 fantasy points. So I'm not excited to start him. I think he's a flex if he's healthy on Monday night against New England.
Are you excited about Raheem Mostert? It does not look like Matt Breida is going to play.
Yes, I am excited about him because we've seen now for 2 games that when he has played, he's had an outstanding rushing average. He's shown some explosiveness, and he's made a bunch of big plays. And I think it's gone – I don't know if fantasy owners have necessarily seen it go under the radar, but those big plays have. He's averaging 6.3 yards per carry on the season, over 7 yards per carry in his last 2 games. He will split carries with Alfred Morris. So Morris at the goal line will probably be there. But if they're trailing against Arizona, if they're in a back and forth game, I think you will see Mostert get around probably close to 15 touches. He can catch the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
It's always risky starting a running back who's never scored a touchdown in the National Football League. But we did it with Saquon Barkley earlier this year. We can do it with Raheem Mostert too.
And you know, I actually had a bold prediction about Raheem Mostert, and you've touched on basically all of it. Here is my bold prediction. Raheem Mostert owners throw the remote control at the TV when Alfred Morris scores the goal line touchdown, but Mostert still ends up with 100 total yards at Arizona.
Totally good prediction. The Cardinals have allowed a touchdown to a running back in every game this season, including all the way back in week number 5 when Matt Breida caught a touchdown against them when the Niners and Cardinals played the first time around.
And I would like you to know that I've grown up. I no longer throw the remote at the TV. I throw the remote at the couch mostly. You know, yeah, much safer.
Well, I feel bad for the remote.
Well,
I feel bad
for the couch. Just living with you. All right, let's get to the phones here. We expect Marlon Mack to play. Royce Freeman's been ruled out, and Peyton Barber is going to play.
Philip Lindsay's going to have a monster game.
Oh yeah, huge game for him. And
top 10 running back. Not
I could
bad
see.
For an undrafted
I
rookie.
Could see starting Devontae Booker in PPR in 14 team leagues.
Well, I don't think people want to do
it. No, but you don't. It's not always about want to in fantasy. Dave, let's hear from the people.
Okay.
855-212-4227. Jeff in Rhode Island. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Jeff, my back is sore. My knee is sore. My legs are sore. I played my kid in basketball today, and I bit off a little bit more than I could chew. But other than that, I'm great.
Oh, that's good. Hey, quick status hit for you guys. It's PPR league, Brandon Cooks or Golden Tate, and I was wondering, with Will Fuller going down for the year, any receivers I should target on the waiver wire?
Go see if Kiki QT can come back to your team. He's out there in a bunch of leagues. He was dropped when he got hurt, but eventually he will be back, and I think Houston's going to have to lean on him. They don't really have much of a choice unless they make a big splash in free agency, which they can still do because Dez Bryant is still out there, but That seems a little bit like a long shot that they'd bring in Dez, but we'll see what Houston does. They've got some time to think about it. As for Cooks versus Golden Tate, one of my big bold calls for the week is that Golden Tate's going to have a bad game. He's going up against Seattle. I think their secondary has actually been pretty good. They've done a nice job against slot receivers, and Golden Tate's production has come down on him the last couple of weeks. Why? Because the Lions are running the football better than they have in, 4 years? So I think that's taking work away from Golden Tate because his play was an extension of the run game. I'm not feeling Golden Tate this week. I'm definitely going to go with Brandon Cooks over him. But as the night goes on, you'll hear me say other wide receivers that I'll take ahead of Golden Tate.
There's no reason not to start Brandon Cooks. I mean, he and Robert Woods should have great games. We're hoping for a shootout there. Should be a high-scoring game. Good points. And, yeah, QT is not quite Nick Chubb in terms of what I would spend in fab. And I'm not sure he's that close. But I don't know. Off the top of my head, I can't think of a wide receiver that I've picked up so far in free agency that I've been more excited to add than QT. I think he is a must-add and a 25% of your fab kind of guy.
I think that might be a little too high, simply because we don't know when he'll come back. And, you know, from what I'm looking at, Houston's got a bye after week 9. So he might sit out through the bye. If you spend a lot of your fab on QT, you might not have him back until week 11. But, and this is a big but, Houston's got a nice schedule. Houston's got a nice schedule for passing. They really, if they go and get Dez Bryant, which is kind of what I was thinking that they could do, I think that would really set up their offense to be solid for a playoff run. And then they've got DeAndre Hopkins and Dez, and neither of those guys are going to stretch the field. QT would have to do that. But they'd have some serious targets for Deshaun. That would pump up Deshaun's fantasy numbers. And their offensive line, really the biggest key of all for them is that their offensive line has been playing better the last couple of weeks. They made a change at guard, and it's paid off for them.
All right, 855-212-4227. Paul in Louisiana. Paul, what's up? You're an eye on fantasy football.
I have a QB, one QB, please. Wentz, Flacco, Mayfield, or Keenum. I have one flex. It's Chubb, Sanders, Latavius Murray, Godwin, or Baldwin, and another QB.
I'm going to have to limit it. There are too many names here. Chubb, give me your flex question.
Okay, the flex, one of them, please. Chubb, Sanders, Latavius Murray, Godwin, or Baldwin, but I have very important QB issues. I need help.
All right, well, Dave, let's get Wentz, Flacco, Mayfield, Keenum. Who do you got?
I'm going with Wentz. I know the matchup is scary on paper, and what quarterbacks have done against Jacksonville hasn't been impressive. But without two of their top three starting cornerbacks, and who knows what the fallout is going to be of this arrest, I think Wentz will be okay. And I like Emmanuel Sanders as the flex there over Chubb. I know Chubb was who everybody was talking about, and he came through last week. Tougher matchup for him this week. And if the Steelers build a big lead, Chubb isn't going to have a lot of chances to carry the football.
And Paul, I apologize for cutting you off at two questions. I just want to make sure we get to as many people as we can. Thank you for your phone call. 855-212-4227. Here's David in New Orleans. David, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
I actually have a question for each one of you guys. Adam, first of all, I missed your Bonanza pick for this week. Enlighten me on that. And Dave, my question to you is, I'm trying to decide on a couple of flex positions. Two of my players on the list are 49ers. My players are Jalen Richard, Golden Tate, Breida, Mostert, and Godwin. I'm in a full point PPR. I know a lot is depending on if Breida plays or not. I need two out of those five players right there. Thank you.
And so, you know, I'm chomping at the bit to tell people who to start over Golden Tate. Unfortunately, you don't have one of them. Golden Tate's got to be one of the guys. And I would go with Godwin in what should be a high-scoring game between the Bucks and the Bengals over Jalen Richard. And Richard is one of those interesting running backs that people can still get off waivers in a handful of leagues, catching a lot of passes in that backfield for Oakland, and I think he will be very nice in PPR leagues in week 8.
And David, since you asked, the bonanza this week is Tampa Bay, Cincinnati. Two crap defenses, a lot of points. Oh, they got it! That dude, I asked our producers like 20 seconds ago if they could get the music for Bonanza. And they come through, Dave Richard.
They're the best in the business for a reason,
right,
Adam.
I got Winston as my starter this week.
You got Winston? Oh, you're in good shape, David. Winston's going to have a big game. And thank you to everybody for participating in this edition of the Bonanza. We're coming right back on Eye on Fantasy Football. Dave, I think we only did 3 or 4 phone calls. We got to do better than that in our next segment. A bunch of your calls, 855-212-4227. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Here's more Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio. Here's more Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, you don't expect me to talk, do you, Dave? I mean, Montel's playing right now.
Now, is that the Montel version or is that the Slick Rick version that preceded the Montel version?
Oh, I was not even aware of that.
Oh, that's because you're young.
Yeah,
you,
and I'm
you
like
weren't
a, loose,
around
I'm a nerd.
For Slick Rick when he came out with The Great Adventures of Slick Rick.
No, this is definitely Montel, though, I can tell you that. He sings about Friday night. It is Saturday night, and we are back here on Eye on Fantasy Football, taking your phone calls at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. During the break, I asked Dave, hey, can you give me two starts at each position real quick? And he never responded. So I'm going to be a good friend and a good co-host and just throw him into the fire. Dave, can you give me two starts at each position real quick?
With pleasure. Let's start at quarterback where you know all the studs that are out there. I'm not going to waste your time with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. But I am going to waste your time with Mitchell Trubisky, who has 3 straight games with over 300 yards and at least 3 touchdowns in each. He has achieved must-start status. And I think Andy Dalton going up against Tampa Bay we'll have an outstanding game. The Bucs give out a slew of fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks, and Dalton at home in a get-right spot, there's no exception. We already talked a little bit about Phillip Lindsay, but now that he's the main running back, there's no Royce Freeman. I know that Devontae Booker will have a role, but I think Phillip Lindsay is going to see a career high in carries, yards, catches, receiving yards. He's going to have a monster day. I think everybody should get him locked and loaded into fantasy lineups. And I think people should do the same with Chris Carson. I know he disappointed in his last game. It was against the Raiders. He should have had a monster game. He only played 3 quarters in the game. In the 4th quarter, total garbage time. That's why Rashad Penny had the work that he did. So I would go right back to Chris Carson. At wide receiver, I'm going to keep riding the Bengals. Tyler Boyd, the number 2 wide receiver there, going to play in the slot a lot against Tampa Bay. He should be able to score this week. And I think John Brown, does the same thing. And because I'm such a nice guy, I'm going to give you another wide receiver, Geronimo Allison, expected to make his return for Green Bay against the Rams. Should be a high-scoring game. And I think Aaron Rodgers likes what he's gotten out of Geronimo Allison. I think he's happy to have him back. Tight end, David Njoku's been hot. You're going to keep riding him. O.J. Howard's been great, too. And there hasn't been quite as many headlines about O.J. Howard, but he continues to get decent yardage, and he can find the end zone. And you know how Jameis Winston likes to lean on his tight ends. And Jared Cook, I think, is going to be the biggest benefactor of the Oakland Raiders with Amari Cooper no longer on the team. Cooper's gone. Targets are going to get spread out to everybody, but I think Jared Cook will see a lot more. And it's not a bad matchup, but against Indianapolis, their starting safeties are banged up.
All right. Listen, people, if you listen to our podcast, you know I've already said this. We've already said this. Geronimo Allison is under-owned. Dave just called him a sneaky start. He's 71% owned in CBSSports.com leagues. That's not a low ownership percentage, but I think it needs to go up. There's no chance he'd be a free agent in any of my leagues. I'd pick him up. He's had, I think, like something like 64 to 80 yards in all four of his games, 2 touchdowns in 4 games. He's talented. He's in a great offense. And I think you're going to regret it if you leave him unowned. So please pick up Geronimo Allison. I've got a couple more bold predictions. I gave one about Raheem Mostert and his fantasy owners in our first segment. I will save my next two for our third segment. Right now, I want to hear from you at our phone number, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Greg in Houston. What's up, Greg? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
All right. What's good, fellas? Hey, Dave. Slick Rick reference. I love it.
Oh, man. I grew up on Slick Rick. He was the first bad album that I bought. Because, you know, when you're a kid and
parental,
you don't want your parents,
Dave,
to see what you're listening to, it's bad.
Gotcha.
But it was so good.
Adam, you got to listen to Mona Lisa. That's the song he was that.
Okay. I'm in.
That what's his name? Montel Jordan track. Okay, so my question is, I have for a number two running back, it's a 10-team full-point PPR league, and I have Yeldon, Carson, or Rashard. If you don't like any of those options, I could pick up either Aaron Jones or Raheem Mostert.
I don't know if you have to start him, but you drop,
yes.
drop Yeldon for Aaron Jones right now.
100% what I was about to say. TJ Yeldon's going to be limited to a passing downs role, and that's not bad for a PPR league like yours, Greg, but I think Aaron Jones has more upside rest of the season, and that's what you're looking for. And as for this week, I think the best running back that you should go with is actually Chris Carson. He doesn't catch the ball a lot, but I like the matchup against Detroit. Even if Snacks Harrison plays, the run defense is not going to suddenly turn into a shutdown unit. And the Seahawks have actually done a nice job running the football. Their offensive line is playing well. They're coming off of a bye. I think Chris Carson is your best bet.
Dylan in Pittsburgh is on 855-212-4227. Dylan, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got two questions for a standard league. Kirk Cousins or Jared Goff, and then Greg Olsen or Eric Ebron.
I'm going to go with Goff over Cousins. I'm a little nervous about Cousins.
No,
four of his last,
Dave,
5 games.
Bold prediction, Kirk Cousins, top five.
Yeah, I think you're going to be off on that one. I think that the Saints defense is going to play a little bit better. I think the addition of Eli Apple won't change them into a great unit, but I think it'll make them just a little bit better. The one thing that we didn't really talk about on the podcast this week, Eli Apple is being reunited with Marshawn Lattimore and Von Bell. They were all teammates at Ohio State. I think that'll help him get comfortable quicker in that defense. And Cousins just hasn't been able to bring the touchdowns in a lot of his games lately. So I'm a little nervous about him. I would go with Goff. High-scoring game. Great offense that he's in. He's going to do fine. And I'm going to go with Ebron over Olsen, but I'm not in love with Ebron as I was earlier in the week, and that's because of the return of Jack Doyle. I don't think Ebron's going to lose playing time because of Doyle playing there. But Doyle's going to take targets away from him, and it kind of makes Ebron feel like a touchdown or bust type of tight end. I don't know if your league likes to do trades at late nights on Saturdays or early in the morning on Sundays, but if they did, I would tell you to trade Eric Ebron while his value is still fairly high.
Just for the record, I do have some questions about how much Eli Apple plays in his first game.
He's expected to play.
Yeah, expected to play, but I don't know if he's going to get the full workload, because actually, like I said with Damon Harrison, Eli Apple is also scheduled to play 17 games this year. The Saints have already had their bye.
So, a little easier on a defensive back than it is for a defensive lineman, though. And
the lineman who doesn't play every snap. Yeah, all right, whatever. Let's see. Who cares? Don in Florida. Don, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football. What's up, Don?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I need to start, too, in a full PPR. Curtis Samuel, Josh Reynolds, Kenyon Barner, Marquise Goodwin, Devontae Booker, and Kelvin Benjamin. And just hearing what you guys said there about Allison isn't making me feel too good about just trading him for Dalvin Cook.
Oh, no, I'd do that.
Yeah, sure, because you're going to wait for Dalvin Cook to come back, and it'll probably be a couple more weeks before he does come back, but I think that'll be good. Don, run me down your running backs one more time. I think Kenyon Barner was one of them, right?
Yeah, I got Kenyon Barner. These are for two flex spots. I got Kenyon Barner, Reynolds, Curtis Samuel, Marquise Goodwin, Devontae Booker, and Kelvin Benjamin.
Okay. I'm going to go with Goodwin for sure. Against Arizona, it's not the easiest matchup in the world, but you're not giving me the best of names here. You're looking for guys that have some supreme upside, and I think he's got that. And I'll go with Barner as your other pick. Now that we know that Sony Michel not expected to play on Monday, should be a Patriots blowout. I wouldn't be surprised in the least if Barner led the Patriots in carries and maybe even had a couple catches on top of it.
We got Sam in Cleveland. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. Sam, what's up, man? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
What's up, Sam?
Eight-team standard league. I have Zeke on a bye this week. I need two out of three. I got Collins up against Carolina, Crowell, and Hyde.
Ugly. Ugly running backs.
No. Well, Crowell, Listen, you know what? You're right. The matchups aren't great.
The matchups aren't great. We aren't quite sure on what to expect with Hyde. I would imagine that he'll have a very similar role to what he had when he was in Cleveland, where he's going to be the running downs guy in Jacksonville. I'm going to sit him. I'm going to go with Collins and Crowell. And you're hoping for touchdowns with all three of these guys. Let's take the two that we think can certainly get some nice carries on top of it.
Sneak in another one here at 855-212-4227. Chad in Plano, Texas. Chad, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking the call. In a non-PPR league, I wanted to know who I should start for my flex spot, Juju Smith-Schuster or Jarvis Landry.
I'm going to go with Smith-Schuster. I'm expecting him to have a much better matchup than Jarvis Landry. And Landry had a great game last week in probably the easiest matchup he'll have the rest of the season against Tampa Bay. I think Smith-Schuster just has upside for 100 yards no matter who he goes up against. And, of course, the scoring is always an option in Pittsburgh's offense.
Want to remind everybody that we are live until midnight Eastern. Got another hour and a half of Eye on Fantasy Football here on CBS Sports Radio. So if we didn't get to your call yet, we got plenty of time for it. The number is 855-212-4227. But there's a lot going on in the sports world. Big college football day and, of course, Game 4 of the World Series.
Here's more Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio.
Dave, let's see what you got. Do you know this song? Dave?
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah, Butterfly by Crazy Town.
Do you know who originally wrote this riff and recorded it?
No.
This is a Red Hot Chili Peppers riff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like, they stole it from RHCB?
No, they like, you know, they used it. You know, I mean, like Montel Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought I'd return the favor and drop. I don't know the name of the song. I think it's from Mother's Milk or something. Or no, it's from Blood Sugar Sex Magik. I don't know the name of the Chili Peppers song. But, it's kind of a fun trivia question. So there you go. We're dropping music knowledge on you tonight on Eye on Fantasy Football. I am Adam Azer. That is Dave Richard. And we're taking your calls up until midnight Eastern, 855-212-4227. If anybody knows the Chili Pepper song I'm referring to, please let me know. Gonna take a bunch of your phone calls. Got my last bold prediction of the night. The first two were about Mostert and Kirk Cousins. Dave, bold prediction number three, Aaron Jones, 80 yards and a touchdown.
What's the basis of that prediction, Adam?
It's time. It's time. Okay. Teams have to get smart during their bye week. They need to run the ball more. I thought that they were so dumb against the 49ers. They were running the ball effectively with both of their guys. Mm-hmm. It went away from it. Inexcusable that at least one of them is not getting double-digit carries. It's time. Jones is the better back. He has his Kerryon Johnson moment, and I think he's got a chance to be a reliable starter rest of season.
I think he has that chance once he gets the opportunity. Mike McCarthy spent time this week talking about how they do want to get the run game going, but he didn't mention any running back specifically getting that opportunity. So that's one of those things where I hope you're right, but I want to see it before I buy into it in my fantasy lineup.
Totally fair. One other thing I want to see this week is I want to see another good game from Doug Baldwin. I want to believe that he is a must-start wide receiver that I drafted him to be, and he's coming off a good game before his bye week. You know, I'm willing to give him an excuse for the first 6 weeks of the season with the injuries and whatnot, but, that's a guy that I had very high hopes for, understandably. He's been one of the most consistently low-end number one wide receivers in fantasy. I'm ready for Baldwin to get back to that.
And that's one of my bold predictions, is that Doug Baldwin does exactly that this week. He's got a great opportunity to do it against the Lions. I did have a little birdie tell me this week that he's just not going to be at 100% all season long, but after the blowout game in London, which he looked pretty good in, and after a week off, his knees are going to be about as good as they possibly will be. The Lions have struggled against slot wide receivers, so I think this is a great week to start him. He is a top 20 wide receiver.
Let's do it. All right, 855-212-4227. Let's get to as many calls as we can during this segment. We got about 10, 11 minutes to get to your calls, so let's take a lot of them. As many calls as we want carries for Aaron Jones, like 15 or 16. Dan in Long Island, what's up?
Oh, Adam, a native New Yorker, and you don't know Slick Rick. I'm very upset.
Sorry.
But I digress. Hello, hello, Dave.
Hello, hello, Dan.
I got a trade that's ripping my league apart, and it doesn't help that I'm the commissioner. I'd be giving up in a PPR Leonard Fournette and Big Ben and getting Cam Newton, Le'Veon Bell, and O.J. Howard. Is it really that lopsided that there should be an uproar over this?
Well, I would say on the scale, the trade-o-meter scale, where 1 is perfectly fine and 10 is out of control, Dan, I'm going to give you a 9. I think that this is really lopsided. I think Cam Newton, Ben Roethlisberger, it's about even. Maybe it's about even between those two. I'd say Cam maybe has a little bit of an edge. But Fournette versus Le'Veon Bell, I mean, I know that we don't know when Le'Veon Bell will come back, but Leonard Fournette, when he does come back, will not be the every down back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Might lead them in carries, but Carlos Hyde's going to have a role, and they're not just going to let T.J. Yeldon languish on the bench. He will see some third-down work, and you're getting O.J. Howard as well. So, Dan, I'm sorry. I think you're kind of hosing the other team.
Yeah, I think it's like a 6. I don't think it's that bad, and I think it has to go through. It's not vetoable.
What if I threw in Tyler Lockett?
That, it's, you know,
it's better.
Not really. I think you've got to do better than Lockett.
Oh, but Doug Baldwin?
But no, I don't think that you're obligated to make a trade that's perfectly fair. That's a 1 on the tradometer that Dave just debuted.
Trade-o-meter.
I don't think you're obligated to do that. This is a bad trade, and I think you're clearly winning it. But I see a scenario where you aren't. You know, it's not ridiculous. So these types of trades happen. They're not vetoable. I'm sorry to the rest of your league. Like, you're winning this trade, and that's that.
But I think Dan's doing the right thing. He's the commissioner of the league. He
don't
doesn't
care.
Want it to be impartial or unfair. He doesn't want to rule with an iron fist. He's opening it up to the rest of your league. I think the best thing for you to do, Dan, is put it to a vote. Let everybody sleep on it tonight. Tomorrow before 12 o'clock Eastern time, everybody should have to cast a vote on whether or not the trade's fair or not. And if the majority rules, if it's in your favor, great. If not, you got to make a better trade.
Wimps. 855-212-4227. Corey in Pennsylvania. What's up, Corey?
Hey, I have a start two question for Chris Godwin, Taylor Gabriel, or Traquan Smith.
I'm going to sit Traquan. And I know that a couple weeks ago he had an amazing game. That was the Drew Brees record breaker game. But I'm not ready to buy into him as a reliable starter. Even in a matchup where the Vikings, that pass defense might not have Xavier Rhodes. I'm not expecting Rhodes to play. Does not matter. I don't think that he's a good start here. I'd rather go with Gabriel and Godwin.
You rank Godwin ahead of Gabriel?
I do.
Okay. 855-212-4227. Benjamin in Pittsburgh. Benjamin, you're on Ion Fantasy Football.
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening. First off, just want to say condolences for the city of Pittsburgh for the horrible, horrible shooting.
Yeah.
So next, I have a trade that I wanted to maybe pull the trigger on. Just wondering what you thought. I have Michael Thomas, and I'm under 500 in this league. It's a PPR point, and also you get a point per completion for a quarterback. So the guy offered me Michelle, Kerryon Johnson, Ridley, and also luck for Michael Thomas. Is that too much? You know, as a league, do you think that's a bad trade? You know, it's a great trade, I think, for me, but what do you guys think?
Yeah, when people offer you, like, money on the street or, like, gold bullion, they just say, here, have this. This is for you. Usually yeah. you don't want to be impolite. You want to take it. And that's what's happening with your deal here, Benjamin. Somebody is loading you up with this trade. And Michael Thomas, as good as he is, he is not worth as much as Sony Michel, who's apparently closer to playing than we thought, Kerryon Johnson. Andrew Luck has been a great fantasy quarterback this year, and it's a point per completion. Goodness yeah. gracious, he's going to be outstanding in that league. And you get Calvin Ridley on top of it. I don't see how you yeah. pass that deal.
Yeah, and if he kind of backs out and only gives me three, which three would you go for if I had to pick three of those?
It depends on what your receiver depth is.
I'd drop Ridley.
I have the number two for New Orleans Saints.
Traquan Smith, you mean?
Yeah.
That's it? Or that's
no,
like
I have him,
guy.
And I have Keelan Cole, who hasn't worked out for me.
Then I drop right. Andrew Luck.
No,
yeah,
no.
Could get Ridley.
I think if you have to cut Ridley out of the deal, then that's what you do, Benjamin. But then this just precipitates another trade where you're getting Andrew Luck. You obviously have a quarterback on your team already that's not Andrew Luck. Maybe you trade him for the best receiver that you can get just to get that depth back at wideout.
Yeah, I'll just say quickly because I see we have another caller from Pittsburgh. We're obviously on in Pittsburgh, and it's been a sad, it's been a tough day. It's been a tough week. It's just terrible, and I guess we'll just look to sports and to fantasy to take our minds off of it. I'm so sorry for everybody in Pittsburgh, everybody affected by it. We're all affected by it for sure. Chad in Austin's on the line. Dave, let's go a little rapid fire here to finish the first hour here to get to as many as we can. Chad, what's your question real quick, my man?
Hey, what's happening in a town outside of Austin? I have got Jameis Winston or Kirk Cousins, and I also, unfortunately, have to pick up a kicker. Who do I drop, Ito Smith or Taylor Gabriel?
I think Gabriel will languish on your waiver wire longer than Ito Smith will, so I'm going to say him, and I'm going to start Jameis over Cousins.
Yeah, and I want to go real quick, Dave, but don't you see a chance for Taylor Gabriel to have a big game this week?
I do. I like him, but I think running back depth being what it is in fantasy football, you want to carry Ito Smith for a while.
Okay. 855-212-4227. Going out to Fresno. Jamie, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. I'm in a 10-team standard league. Was thinking of dropping Allen Robinson, who's on my bench, and picking up Kiki Cutie. You think that would be okay or not?
I think that's fine. Allen Robinson really has been a disappointment. If he doesn't score a touchdown, he doesn't get you even good fantasy point production. And I don't know if you would really be that sad letting him go, and I don't think his role is suddenly going to blossom in Chicago. So I approve that move.
Jay in Pittsburgh. Jay, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Okay, running back question, PPR, two of the three, Lindsey, Ingram, and Kerryon.
I'm sitting Ingram here. Let's go with the rookies. Lindsey's got a great opportunity against Kansas City. And Kerryon Johnson, not the easiest matchup against Seattle, but he's going to catch a lot of passes in this game.
Thanks a lot for your question. 855-212-4227. Keep them coming. Brooks in Myrtle Beach. Brooks, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you.
You got it, Brooks.
I wanted to get your guys' take on how confident you guys are in Gronkowski. I got him in two of my leagues. Do I wait for him on Monday? In one of my leagues, which is a PPR, I have Trey Burton. And then in a standard league, I have Jared Cook.
Well, it looks like he's questionable for the game, but it seems like he's expected to play. I know he did practice a little bit this week. Won't be 100%, but he always seems to light up Buffalo. He's from that neck of the woods. I think you can feel good about Gronk playing on Monday.
Oh, wow. But he's got Burton and Cook. I mean, those are not crappy replacement options.
They are not crappy replacement options, but they're not Rob Gronkowski.
They're not. That's a really tough call. It's not like one of those situations where you can pick up his backup and just say, oh, I'll play Dwayne Allen. You can't do that. 855.
Well, you just lose.
Don't do it. 855-212-4227. Andrew in Boston should be watching baseball. Instead, he's talking football. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, of course I'm watching the World Series. That's not even a question.
Okay,
but
good.
Real quick, half-point PPR, I need a wide receiver and a flex of Yeldon, Mostert, Watkins, Demaryius Thomas, Traquan Smith, and then real quick, do I start Goff, Luck, or Breeze? Thanks, Alex.
I'm going to go with Breeze over Luck and Goff, and I like Mostert and Watkins.
Andrew, how many innings did you watch last night?
18th. I can't remember if I fell asleep around 1:30, 2 o'clock, but it was a late one.
Yeah.
And then I had a 6 a.m. flight, too.
Oh, tough one. All right, thanks a lot, Andrew. We got Alex in Alaska. Alex, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Okay, I have a question. Do I play Carlos Hyde or Mark Ingram? I'm in a standard league.
I'm going to go with Ingram over Hyde. I just think that the opportunities are going to be a little bit more plentiful for him, even though it's going to be a tougher matchup.
Finally, someone with a higher pitched voice than me, Dave.
Someone smarter than you.
Took a little kid. That's all. Good question, Alex. Way to be into fantasy football. I love it. George in Dallas. George, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. Half PPR league. I have a bunch of meh players. If you could pick one, I would greatly appreciate it. Jalen Richard, Alex Collins, Michael Crabtree, or TJ Yeldon. Thank you.
I'm going to go with Crabtree from that group just because it's half PPR and I know he'll catch 6 passes, 70 yards. Just as good of a chance of a touchdown as Jalen Richard, if not better.
Let's get one more here. Shelby's in Dallas. Shelby, what's going on?
Hey, so I just had a quick running back question on who to start. Right now I have David Johnson as my RB1, and I've been playing James White as my RB2, but he's up and down. But I have Ingram on the bench. Would you go Ingram over White this week?
No, and I think White's going to be better than Johnson this week, but I like them both better than Mark Ingram. With David Johnson, you've got the opportunity now to see him flourish a little bit because they changed offensive coordinators. I think that's going to help Johnson play better rest of season.
All right, Dave Richard. That's one down, one to go. Another hour of Eye on Fantasy Football is coming up shortly. So get your phone calls ready. Get them in. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about Gronkowski and McCoy and James White, everybody in that game, plus any other questions that you have about the Week 8 slate. Big hour of fantasy football talk coming up. Give us a call. We'll talk to you then.
Back after the break with more Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. We are back, everybody. It's hour number two. Hour number two is always better than hour number one. This is Eye on Fantasy Football, Adam Azer and Dave Richard. Dave?
Yo.
You have an appetite for destruction?
You know, whenever I set my lineup and I watch my players go off, I am taken to Paradise City, baby.
There we go.
Grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So thanks a lot for tuning in. I am Adam Azer. That is Dave Richard of CBSSports.com. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. I want to ask you, start or sit for some guys. I'm going through my lineups right now, and I got some, you know, some question marks. Right, you tell me how you feel about these guys.
Yeah,
Alshon Jeffrey.
I'm going to start him based on what I've seen from him and Carson Wentz over the last couple of weeks. I know the matchup's going to be tough. I think Philadelphia finds a way to get him involved.
Julian Edelman, Monday night.
Like him better in PPR leagues than non. It sounds like Rob Gronkowski is going to play, and if that's the case, then Edelman will just have limited numbers. I feel better about him when catches count.
Jordy Nelson against the Colts.
I probably have him ranked a little bit too low, but I'm just doing it because I don't have a lot of great expectations, and I think Indianapolis's corners can at least hang with Jordy in the game.
How about Nick Chubb, who, you know, got 2 targets last week, but we know he's not super involved in the passing game, and Pittsburgh's run defense really good. Nick Chubb.
Well, we haven't seen him be that involved in the passing game, but that time could come. I just don't know if this is going to be the week for it. I don't like a lot of running backs this week. He's 15th for me, but in a normal week where all the running backs are playing, he'd probably be closer to 20th or 25th.
Larry Fitzgerald, almost every wide receiver who's gotten 8 targets against the Niners has had a good game. Fitzgerald has had 2 straight games with 8 targets. How do you feel about Larry?
And it sounds like the new offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich, is going to use Larry Fitzgerald a lot more. I've got him as a very low-end number 3 receiver. If you need a guy to replace one of your starters who's on bye or injured, I think Larry can do the trick.
How about LeSean McCoy, assuming he plays?
Not a lot of upside, not against the Patriots. I don't see him having a big game. I don't feel good about him.
Corey Clement at Jacksonville in London.
Believe it or not, I like Wendell Smallwood better. Over the last 2 weeks, we've seen Smallwood get more playing time, get more opportunities on third down, so the catch opportunities should be there for him. He just didn't score a touchdown 2 weeks ago, and he kind of had a bad fumble in that game. Last week, he had a big catch and run play called back. I like Smallwood just a little bit better.
And the man of the hour, Raheem Mostert.
I like Mostert. I love what I've seen from him, and I love this Cardinals run defense because it's terrible, and running backs do very well against him. You saw what the Broncos did on Thursday. I think you're going to see Mostert have an opportunity to get you double digits in fantasy points.
All right, let's hear from the people at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. We start out hour number two with Don in Cleveland. Don, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, quick question. I need a second wide receiver and a flex out of Funchess, T.J. Yeldon, Marquise Goodwin, or DeSean Jackson.
I'm going to go with both receivers here. It's going to be Funchess and DeSean Jackson. Funchess doesn't have a great matchup. I liked him a lot more earlier in the week. I think he can still potentially find the end zone. Jimmy Smith hasn't been playing that great for Baltimore, but the other corners there have been playing well, so it's a matter of who he lines up against. DeSean Jackson just has high upside. I like him better than your other options.
Eric in San Diego at 855-212-4227. Eric, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Hey, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
PPR flex, I got three choices. I wouldn't say four, but you guys already talked about Aaron Jones. So
You can throw him in there. Aaron Jones is number one. Who else?
All right. Okay, well, there we go. Him, Carson, Chris Carson, Christian Kirk, or Barber from Tampa. Again, it's a PPR.
Because it's a PPR and because I am not certain about Aaron Jones' upstart role and because of the matchup against San Francisco, I'm going to go with Kirk and I'm going to pair him with Chris Carson, leaving Aaron Jones in the dust. You were right not to put him in there, but it's very close between those two guys.
Leaving him in the dust, and it's very close.
I hope Aaron Jones leaves the Rams in the dust, but we just haven't seen enough of it.
Yeah. Who, you think the Packers have a chance there?
To win the game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think their defense is nearly up to the task.
38-31 Rams.
I think that would be covering, right?
I guess so, yeah.
855-212-4CBS, 4227. Derek in Pittsburgh, what's up, Derek?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Derek
with a D.
All right. Hey,
first off, I just want to say God bless the Jewish community in Pittsburgh and everywhere else that matters, which everywhere matters.
Thank you, Derek.
I have a flex option question, and I'm in a 12-team, one-point PPR league. I am debating over Josh Gordon or Mostert, and I also have DeSean Jackson, but I am starting Evans also. So that's my dilemma.
Derek, you're a good man. I think Josh Gordon is who you go with against Buffalo. I know Buffalo's – we've made such a hullabaloo over Traquan or Tre'Davious White as the top outside corner there and a guy who shuts down receivers, but he tends to not follow players around all the time, and I think Josh Gordon, who has lined up in the slot, decent amount of the snaps that he's played in New England, can dominate him. He's going to have size advantage over him in the red zone, and Tom Brady's been looking for him. So if you're starting one of these guys, it's Gordon. If you're starting two, it's Gordon and Mostert.
Oh, boy. You know, I gave you those eight players that I thought were tough calls looking at my lineups, and the ninth would have been Josh Gordon because I have, like, Josh Gordon and Jordy Nelson I have to choose between. Josh Gordon, I don't remember the other tough call, but I do consider him pretty tough. The Bills allow the third fewest fantasy points to wide receivers. Hopkins, Thielen, and Hilton all had either their lowest yardage totals or their second lowest yardage totals of the season against Buffalo. They're very good against the receivers.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's pretty good at football.
I know,
and I don't mind
but
using
all those
his receivers
are better than Hopkins, Thielen, and Hilton are all better than Josh Gordon.
They might be, but when I'm lining up Josh Gordon against Raheem Mostert and DeSean Jackson in a PPR league, it's not like it's a, you know,
yeah, that's true.
A stellar lineup here. I got to pick the best from what Derek had. And Gordon was the best. He's got the most upside of the group.
Tim is in Maine. Tim, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Tim?
A little sort of beat the waiver wire here, but with the trade deadline coming, are there any guys that, you know, could possibly sound like they're going to be moved that I could grab now, whether picking up or trade for a good deal, whose value could go up pretty big after the deadline?
Man, I thought that LeSean McCoy would have been that guy. I thought Buffalo would have gotten rid of him and just taken a draft pick for him. But then he got concussed, and now I'm not sure if a team really wants to deal with him and, you know, the baggage that he brings also based on what happened to him during the offseason. And I don't know if there's really anybody else that you could bring up Eli Manning here, but even if you drag him off of the Giants and put him in Jacksonville, I don't know if that makes him a great fantasy commodity. I actually think it makes him worse because he's going from New York, where he's throwing to Odell and Sterling Shepard, to Jacksonville, where he's throwing to D.D. Westbrook and Keelan Cole. Not quite the same thing. I don't really
Courtland Sutton, Dave.
Because of Demaryius Thomas getting traded. The Broncos seem ready to stick with Demaryius.
Yeah, you know, look, you get a lot of that, and then trades happen. So if we're just speculating, I think that's the one that I think could have the biggest impact of at least the rumored trades. So Courtland Sutton's 33% owned at the Chiefs this week, Houston next week, then a bye. I think, you know, Tim, it's a good question. I'm not sure we're going to get a lot more fireworks, but that could be one.
There could be some defensive players moved that could be interesting. But offensively, you know, maybe the Texans call the Broncos and they try and get Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
855-212-4227. Vic in Nashville. Vic, what's up?
Hey, I think it's Nick, actually, but that's cool.
You are Vic tonight.
Oh, hey.
Or you are Nick in Vashville. We'll do that.
So what's up? I got a rest of season question with my running back depth, and I know Dave's the man to answer this. So my running backs in this league, half-point PPR league, are Kareem Hunt, Dome Nixon, Sony Michel, Tariq Cohen, and Spencer Ware, Giovanni Bernard. I was able to trade Cohen away from Mike Evans. I'm wondering, is it okay for me to keep just Spencer Ware and Giovanni on my bench to back up Hunt and Mixon for the rest of the season, or should I be looking to get some other kind of sleeper running backs in there?
Well, but not only do you have those guys left on your team, but you also have Sony Michel. Do I have that correct, Nick, Vic?
Yeah, I just don't know when he's back.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
He'll be back by Kareem Hunt's bye week, which I think is week 13.
He might be back before Giovanni Bernard is back.
You're good. You're in good shape.
You are in great shape, and I'll tell you what else. This is the type of thing that I love to do with my fantasy teams, because you're headed toward the playoffs, and the last thing you want to do is agonize over a tough lineup decision that may or may not cost you advancing in your league. You're simplifying your lineup choices, and you're putting forth the best team you can. Kudos to you, Rick.
Dave, I hope you're ready to rock and roll and rap a little bit. Pat in Ohio is on the line. Pat,
it's not a Saturday night unless we hear from Pat.
You're darn right. Pat, what's up, man?
What is up, fellas?
What is up? You tell me.
No one knows what it's like to have bad quarterbacks to be defeated behind Dak and Eli. But my team isn't as empty. My love is vengeance for fantasy. Now it's time to rock around that clock of time. It's Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky. I have a little Todd Gurley. He went to the house, busted out. I had to draft him real early. Also have Melvin Gordon on a bye. I can't stand it. I know Belichick planned it. Monday night New England players are like a mirage, sabotage. I have a lot of Julian Edelman, Uptown Grunk You Up, Jumping Jack, just a flash Josh Gordon, and Sony Michel, High Bell. If all healthy, can you guys rank the New England players? Pretty Little Ditty, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Mother's Milk, Lottie Dottie.
Yes, that's what it is. Pretty Little Ditty. Thank you. And once again, Dave, I have no idea what the question is. Something about ranking Patriots players.
Yeah, so he's got Edelman, Gordon, and Sony Michel, and he's looking at what they are. For this week, it's pretty easy. It's Gordon over Edelman. Sony's not expected to play. But for the rest of the season, Sony's at the top of the list. And especially if he comes back sooner than later, that's golden after what we saw last week. It looked like his season was over. So Sony would be ahead of Gordon and Edelman rest of season. The only way Edelman would jump over Gordon is if Gronkowski missed time, because that opens up more targets for Edelman over the middle of the field.
Pat, how long does it take you to come up with one of these fantasy football raps?
Hear a song, and when I think of a question, I have a question I want to ask. It just kind of come together.
Nice, man. All right, thank you.
You might be the most creative person on the planet, Pat.
It's pretty good stuff, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
you have a good one.
I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you, Pat. Be good.
Yeah, man. That's a dedicated listener right there, Pat in Ohio. He's the man. All right, we got plenty of time for your phone calls. We'll get to a lot of them in our next couple of segments. 855-212-4227. Stick on the line. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
There's much more Eye on Fantasy Football to get to here on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are taking your phone calls, moving along here on this Saturday night. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday night with us. 855-212-4227 is the phone number. I'm Adam Azer. He's Dave Richard. What's up, Dave?
What's up, Adam?
Ready for a little starter sit?
That's what I'm paid to do.
Familiar
man.
With that game?
I've been around it for about 15 years.
Trubisky against the Jets.
I'm starting Trubisky. Top seven fantasy quarterback this week.
All right. Jets, this is going to be a blowout. Stafford against Seattle.
I'm going to sit Matthew Stafford. Pass attempts have been down, and Seattle's defense has been pretty good.
All right, let's get a couple running backs. Same game, Mark Ingram. Start with him.
Same game.
Yeah, sure. Like the second guy will be in this game.
Oh, okay, so two running backs in the same game. I can predict that the other one will be Latavius Murray.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to give me a little CJ Ham, and I think everybody knows what to do with Alvin Kamara. Here's the deal with these guys. They're going to be touchdown dependent. I'm not a big fan of either one this week, but if you got to start them, it's okay.
Okay. Who do you like better, Murray or Ingram?
I think I've got Latavius Murray ranked one spot higher.
All right. Tell me how you feel about Demaryius Thomas at the Chiefs.
Not loving him. I think he's touchdown dependent at this point. Almost had a touchdown last time he played against Kansas City. Might almost have a touchdown again this time. I think he's a flex.
All right. How about Sammy Watkins? Same game, Sammy Watkins.
I'm okay with Watkins as a flex. Kind of the same boat as Demaryius Thomas. You're giving me guys that are very close together. And by the way, non-PPR, Ingram is ahead of Murray.
CJ Uzama.
Love Uzama this week. Good streaming tight end choice. You've seen what Tampa Bay has allowed to opposing tight ends this season. Uzama should be in there.
How about Jordan Reed? I feel like this is the week for Jordan Reed. I felt better about it before Chris Thompson was, you know, going to play. But
did you feel better about him before Adrian Peterson joined the team or before Alex Smith joined the team for that matter? Because
I mean, Alex Smith has a great track record with tight ends.
Yeah, but not him. Not this year.
No,
not since week one. I should say that. Not since week one because he had 10 fantasy points then. And since then, it's been disappointment city. I'm going to keep believing that he's going to be in good old DC, disappointment city.
That's pretty funny that DC, you know, because he's on the Redskins. It's very good.
Oh, yes.
Dave, I got a question for you. How many, if let's say you had tickets to the game last night, the World Series game.
Sure.
How many of the 18 innings do you think you would have stayed for? Remember, it was West Coast, so.
Well, you're talking to a guy who's not a big baseball fan unless his team is playing, and my team is not the Red Sox nor the Dodgers, so I probably would have been out of there after the first inning.
My friend left in the 16th.
Okay.
I mean, like, can you imagine?
If you're a
you,
fan, listen.
He's not a Dodgers or a Red Sox fan. Okay. He's just a baseball fan.
So you know this. I'm a White Sox fan. I'm from Chicago. Love the Chicago White Sox. If the White Sox are in the World Series and I'm awake to see it, I'm going to be at the game.
Going to be at? Wait a second. Yeah, but Dave, like, that's kind of hypocritical coming from you, isn't it?
Why?
Because you know what happened last time the White Sox were in the World Series.
Well, I was asleep.
You fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
So
game
how am
four.
I supposed
team
to...
didn't make the World Series in 80 years, and here I am passed out from avoiding a hurricane. That's a story for another time.
All right, yeah. No, I could just imagine just waiting there. Oh, stay one more inning. One more inning. Leaves
I
the
went
16th.
From, Adam, I went from tickets to the World Series game four clinching game to falling asleep in my grandmother's condo after moving my family for safety reasons from a giant hurricane.
That was weird. In South Florida, we had to listen on the radio, right? You couldn't even watch it on TV because the power was out after some hurricanes. It was crazy.
Yes.
All right, on to football.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is I lived.
Yes, that is good. And the White Sox won.
Yeah.
855-212-4227. In a World Series that people still can't stop talking about, the White Sox won. Astros?
Yes.
All right, 855-212-4227.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, no, I forgot. No, I wasn't. I seriously couldn't remember. Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. It's maybe the worst World Series ever. James in Pennsylvania. What's up, James?
I thought it was the best.
Yeah, I got Antonio Brown as my big ace, but I need two of the following. Goodwin, Sanders. There's Cole Richardson and Cobb. Need two of those.
Well, Emmanuel Sanders is going to be the one for sure that you're going to go with.
Cobb for me.
You think so?
I'm just throwing it out there since you were thinking about it.
It's easier to go with Cobb than Goodwin in PPR, but in non-PPR, I'll go with Goodwin.
Goodwin has been terrible, and he had an amazing matchup last week, and he did nothing. And now he has a tough matchup, and I'm throwing Goodwin out there.
And so instead you're going to go with Randall Cobb, who's coming back from injury.
Double-digit targets in two of three games.
He's made one great play.
Going to score 30 points in the game, the Packers. I agree with you. It's ugly. So you go Goodwin?
Yeah.
All right, Sanders for sure, and James, go with Goodwin as your number two. Josh in Massachusetts. What's up, Josh? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hi, how's it going? I have a running back question. I am dealing with the Melvin Gordon bye week, and I'm looking at either Jalen Richard, Isaiah Crowell, or Chris Thompson.
Scoring, please?
Yes.
PPR?
PPR.
Yes. Well, if it's PPR, then I think Jalen Richard is the way to go. I think the fact that he's caught six balls in three of his last four games means something, and I think he'll see a couple of added targets with Amari Cooper not there and maybe a couple added carries with Marshawn Lynch not there. I'll take him over Crowell.
Yes, like yes. It's very strange.
Well, because I was admiring Josh's voice.
Adam. Oh, okay. Adam in Pittsburgh. What's up, Adam? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
all right, man.
So I'm in a PPR league, and I got to start two running backs. Alvin Kamara, who's pretty much a lock. I'm going to start him. So I have Latavius Murray, Kerryon Johnson, and Jordan Howard for the other spot. And I'm not really sure if I can trust Howard or Kerryon right now.
Well,
what's happening here?
Kerryon my wayward son. Come on. I just wasn't going to sing it. Well, I was setting you up.
To sing?
Nah, to say Kerryon. Aren't you going to say Kerryon Johnson?
I am going to say Kerryon Johnson. I think his workload will be the largest of the three. I think his matchup is probably second best of the three, but because we don't know how many carries Jordan Howard will get nor how effective he'll be with them, I think Johnson makes a lot of sense to be your number two running back.
855-212-4227. Dave in Cleveland. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm starting David Johnson and James Conner. I need a flex. So I have Philip Lindsay, Demaryius Thomas, and Cooper Kupp.
You were done after you said Philip Lindsay. And in the future, it'll be Cooper Kupp. But for now, Philip Lindsay is the guy.
Thanks a lot to Dave. 855-212-4227. Lindsay in Texas. What's up, Lindsay?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in a half PPR league, and I'm trying to fill my last flex position with either Aaron Jones or Carlos Hyde.
Adam, I think this is when we go ahead and say that Aaron Jones is the one to
I think so. I think Aaron Jones, you can go. This is a good situation to get Aaron Jones in there. It's a tough matchup for Carlos Hyde. We don't know exactly what the workload will be. Yeah, Dave, Aaron Jones.
Yeah, so when this situation arises where you've got this running back with a lot of question marks and not a lot of upside, you go with the one that does have some upside, and that's certainly Aaron Jones. So in this case, I will go with Jones.
855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Adam in New Jersey. Adam, what's your question, sir?
Hey, fellas. I'm going to pick one, PPR league. I'm going with either John Brown, or should I go with Allison and double stack with Aaron Rodgers on my team? What do you guys think?
Oh, it's a close call between those two, but I am going to go with John Brown. I'll take the number one receiver in Baltimore over the number two receiver in Green Bay. And I know that it's a little crazy because you think of the Packers and you think they're going to be high scoring. John Brown's been doing great this year. He's been getting at least seven targets in all but one game. Flacco looks for him deep. And I don't know if there's a Carolina Panthers defensive back that can run with him. So I think John Brown's got a little bit more upside.
855-212-4227. Got an open phone line. Got some people on hold. So let's get to Joseph. Joseph is in Chicago, Dave. Going to Chicago. All
Sweet
right.
Sweet home.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, Joseph?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I just have a question. I got, I'm in a PPR league. I got four receivers, and I don't know which one to start. I got Crabtree, DeSean Jackson, Marvin Jones, and Sterling Shepard.
And you only need one of those guys?
Yeah, just one of them.
I'm going to go with Shepard.
Really?
I like the matchup against Washington.
You do, huh?
Well, they're going to be without Quentin Dunbar. That's one of their outside corners. Their slot corner, Fabian Moreau, is not at 100%. I do expect the Giants to trail in the game. And in a PPR league, I can count on Sterling Shepard to get me six or seven receptions.
Yeah, I hope so. Like the Redskins DST a lot this week, Dave.
They're a low-end starter for me.
Yeah, I guess I should say I don't like them a lot, but I like them if you're in a pinch. All right. Anyway, numbers 855-212-4227. We're live until midnight Eastern here on CBS Sports Radio, so still plenty of time for your calls. So Shane, Bill, Michael, George, Eric, hang tight. be right with you.
Keep it here for more Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio.
Taking you up until midnight Eastern, and then the huge show begins here on CBS Sports Radio. So please stay tuned and listen to the huge show. Adam Azer and Dave Richard, we've been here since 10 p.m. Eastern, and we've had a lot of phone calls. We're going to get a lot more. 855-212-4227. Dave, how do you feel about the show tonight?
I'm having a great time, Adam. How about you?
Me too.
All right.
Me too. It's good stuff. I needed this. Fun end to the night. Good stuff here on CBS Sports Radio. We want to thank you all so much for joining us every single Saturday night. You got a lot to look forward to on CBS tomorrow. CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with coast-to-coast collisions. Cleveland and Pittsburgh clash in an AFC North showdown. The Jets fly to Chicago to face the Bears. Denver and Kansas City duke it out in an AFC West matchup. Baltimore battles the Panthers in Carolina. Might not be the best fantasy game, but that should be a pretty good game. And the Colts take on the Raiders in Oakland. Dave, that could be a good fantasy game, Colts-Raiders.
It could be. I think the Colts will hold up their end of the bargain, but the Raiders I'm not so sure of.
The day kicks off with the NFL today at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. And we have not said Marlon Mack's name once. That's crazy.
I think people know what to do with him.
You start him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going into his bye. He's got a tough schedule after the bye. I hope he can keep it up. All right. Who cares about Marlon Mack? Unless you care, of course. You let us know. 855-212-4227. As many phone calls as we can get to. Here we go. Shane in Virginia. Going to limit it to one question per caller, please. You don't have to ask how we're doing. We're doing great. Shane in Virginia, get it started.
Hey, I have a RB2 and a PPR league between Mozart, Hyde, Duke Johnson, Blunt, or Barner.
You're going with Mostert. I think the opportunity is there for him to have the most yards of anybody in that group, and I think the catches will help him out too.
Bill in Pittsburgh. Bill, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Okay, I got I need a flex position and a running back. I have four players to choose from. I have Adrian Peterson, Nick Chubb, Josh Gordon, and Philip Lindsay.
What a group. I think I'm going to go with Lindsay and Peterson. I think both of them have a chance to get well over 100 yards with a touchdown on Sunday.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Michael's in Kansas City. Michael, what's up?
Hey, guys. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
I'm in a standard league, and I'm having a tough time deciding between Chubb and Mostert this week.
I'm going to go with Chubb. I just think that he's got the safer floor. There is a chance that Mostert goes out there and splits too evenly with Alvin Morris. We know that Chubb won't split in terms of the rushing workload for Cleveland. It's that passing downs work, and when the Browns are playing from behind, that we might be worried about.
855-212-4227. George is in Chicago. George, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I play in a PPR, full-point PPR, and I need a flex between – I'm choosing between Christian Kirk, Taylor Gabriel, Mark Ingram.
Kirk, Gabriel, and Ingram, yeah.
It's a really close call between Taylor Gabriel and Mark Ingram. I'm not going to put Kirk into that mix. I'm looking at my rankings right now, and would you believe, Adam – guess where do you think I have Taylor Gabriel?
In your overall top 200 or whatever?
Yeah.
83rd.
I have him 52nd.
Oh.
Which is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And that is ahead of Mark Ingram. And I think he can bounce back against the Jets. You know, that Jets secondary missing two key starters. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see Gabriel have another opportunity at a big game.
855-212-4227. That's the first time I've ever guessed where somebody was ranked in Dave's top 200, and I was way off. Will in Baltimore. Will, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's funny you bring up Marlon Mack. I am absolutely starting him this week, but I need a running back, too. I've got Doug Martin, but I'm not crazy about starting running backs in the same game, but the rest of my running backs aren't looking too great. I got Carlos Hyde against tough Philly. I also have Barner from New England, and Le'Veon's obviously sitting this week.
Yeah, he's an ornament on your bench, unfortunately. You could go with Doug Martin if you want to. I'm not expecting much from him, and the problem is I'm not expecting much from any of the running backs that you've got. I do think Carlos Hyde could get a little bit more work than Doug Martin. So if you're asking me which guy I'd start with, I'd go with Hyde.
Okay, 855-212-4227. Grady in Chicago. Grady, go.
Yo, so this one for me that I have is Baltimore Ravens defense or the Colts defense?
Would you believe that I've got the Colts defense ranked as a top 10 unit this week because they're playing against the Oakland Raiders, because that Raiders offense hasn't been playing well for so long, and they just traded away Amari Cooper. I'm a little hesitant to stick with them over the Ravens, but Baltimore's going up against Cam Newton, and they will put up some points. So I'm going to stick with Indianapolis.
I'm glad you said that because I have to drop. I'm going to drop the Lions DST for the Colts, Dave.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you. 855-212-4227. Abe is in Birmingham, Alabama. Abe, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks, Abe.
I got a RB2 problem. Carlos Hyde trade really messed me up, and Dalvin Cook is still out. So my question is, my options are Chris Thompson or run with Carlos Hyde or pick up Chris Thompson. This is standard, by the way.
I think I'm going to stick with Hyde, even with Thompson coming back. No guarantee that Thompson's going to have a huge amount of work against the Giants. I think this is an Adrian Peterson-type game, and Hyde is going to be the one that I think it does a little bit better.
Let's go to Isaiah in Maryland. Isaiah, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Quick question. I have Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram on my team. I was wondering how you guys feel about starting them both, because I feel like one of them going to have a good week every week, but also Phillip Lindsay on the bench. So what do you think?
I would bench Ingram for Lindsay. And if Lindsay was splitting with Royce Freeman and it was the typical week going for Denver, then maybe we would talk about starting both Saints guys. But I think you know that Kamara is just so versatile and he's going to get more touches that he's worth putting in the lineup every week. And I think Lindsay's matchup is dreamy against Kansas City, especially without Royce Freeman there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in a typical week, you can feel pretty good about starting both Saints running backs. But this is not that week, and Lindsay's such a great option. 855-212-4227. Josh in Ohio. Josh, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, I need to start two out of three in standard league. Emmanuel Sanders, Adrian Peterson, and Chris Carson. Thank you.
I'm going to sit Carson from that group. Peterson, great matchup against the Giants. Sanders has been playing too well to sit on a fantasy bench.
Let's go to Juan in Chicago. Chicago, by the way, definitely leading the show in calls. Where you at, New York? What's going on? Juan, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
What's up, bro, Montanas? quick PPR question. I got, should I go Christian McCaffrey or Phillip Lindsay, Kerryon Johnson, or Tyler Boyd?
Wow, what a group.
In the flex.
Yeah, so you can only start one of those guys? That is a crusher.
I got Joe Mixon and Kareem Hunt. So should I?
Yeah, you're definitely only starting one of those guys. Congratulations for having such a rock-solid squad. I've got Lindsay ranked one spot ahead of McCaffrey this week in PPR.
All right.
Really believing in Phillip Lindsay coming through. So I would go with him over Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's going up against Baltimore. Not an easy matchup.
855-212-4227. We got about 6 minutes left or so plenty of time for your calls. Call us up. Breyer is in Atlanta. Breyer, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
What's up, man? I got Njoku and Gronk, but I don't know if Gronk's going to play. It's half-point PPR.
Unless you are seriously worried about Gronk missing this game, I would go with him. And so far, we're not getting a report that says he, yes, absolutely, positively will play. We might hear something like that before kickoff of the 1 o'clock games tomorrow. That'll help you feel better about it. If you like to play it safe, there's nothing wrong with going with Njoku based on what he's done over the past few weeks, really since Baker Mayfield became the quarterback in Cleveland.
Let's go to our next caller. It's Nate in Rhode Island. Nate, go.
All right, guys. I have a 0.75 PPR. I'm deciding between two positions, a tight end and a flex. I have David Njoku, Trey Burton, Jordan Howard, and Michael Crabtree, please.
I'm going with both tight ends, Njoku and Burton. Burton really did a great job last week. I'm hoping that spawns off more games with high catch volume for him.
Poor David Njoku. Such a tricky name to pronounce.
Say it one time just for everybody.
Njoku. Njoku, everybody.
Pretend there's a U and an H after the N. Njoku.
Right. Njoku. Njoku's on you. 855-212-4227. Dwayne in, of course, Chicago. Dwayne, you're an Eye on Fantasy Football.
All right. I got PPR. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to do Isaiah Crowell, Chris Carson. Which one? Or Kerryon Johnson.
I'll go with Kerryon. Yeah. I really like his save the best opportunity. He really did. Dwayne did. But Kerryon Johnson should be the best performer of that group this week.
Jeremy's in Virginia. Jeremy, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hi. Yeah. It's a PPR league. I have Adrian Peterson, Jordan Howard, and John Brown. Who do I start?
How many do you need?
Just one.
Peterson. Adrian Peterson against the Giants without Damon Harrison is going to be outstanding. Be very surprised if he doesn't deliver at least, in a PPR league, 16 fantasy points.
Ooh, it's big.
And in a non-PPR league, 16 fantasy points.
Yeah, it's 100 and a touchdown. That's what he's getting. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Andrew in Minnesota. Andrew, what's up? You're an Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hello, PPR, Mixon, Yeldon, or Crowell? Who sits out?
I'm going to sit Crowell out of that group in PPR. He does not catch the ball that much. And let's just put it out there. The Bears have been great against the run. They've yet to allow a rushing touchdown, and they've only allowed one rush of more than 20 yards, and it was to Frank Gore. He had 32 yards. So I think Isaiah Crowell is going to be in for a very tough game, and he will not dominate carries like you might think. They're going to use other running backs, potentially Trenton Cannon and D'Angelo Henderson, who they brought up from the practice squad.
Wow. All right. Brian in Florida is on Eye on Fantasy Football. Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm in full point PPR. Dave, I'm going to go with your rankings. Kerryon Johnson over Marlon Mack. I'm just wonder if you could briefly tell me your thought process, why you have him ranked higher. Thanks,
I think
guys.
The catch is, well, first of all, in PPR, actually, yeah, Mack one spot ahead of Kerryon Johnson. And I think it's because Mack's got a better matchup against Oakland. I think that the opportunities will be there for him. Maybe about the same amount of catches between the two of them. I don't think either one's going to get about three or four. But let's just lay this out there. If Detroit is at the goal line, is Kerryon Johnson getting that carry? Or is it going to be LeGarrette Blount? And if Indianapolis is at the goal line, is it going to be Marlon Mack? Or is it going to be Marlon Mack? That's why Marlon Mack is a spot ahead of Kerryon.
All right, thank you, Brian. 855-212-4227. Closing minutes of Eye on Fantasy Football. Get your calls in. 855-212-4227. Matt in Baltimore. Matt, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a standard question. Josh Gordon, Jalen Richard, or Chris Carson? Carson.
I'm going to go with Carson over Gordon. That's a tough one for me, but I just think that Chris Carson's got a better chance to get to 100 yards with a touchdown than Gordon does.
855-212-4227. Stan in Louisiana. Stan, go.
How you doing, fellas? I have four running backs, standard league. I need to start three. Tariq Cohen, Marlon Mack, David Johnson, James Conner. Who do I sit?
Wow. I thought you were going to leave us with a scrub at the end. I think maybe it's not Mack. Maybe this is where you kind of go away from David Johnson. He's got too much talent. I can't do it. Marlon Mack is the one I'm sitting, but all four of those running backs are in my top 12. Stan, your team is awesome.
Dave?
Yeah.
We're out of callers.
No.
What do we do?
That's never happened.
It's never happened. Oh, no. It's not true. I was wrong. We just don't have time for callers. So, what are you doing for Halloween?
I am going to hand out candy to kids in my neighborhood.
What's your son and daughter? What are they dressing up as?
My son
good?
Is going to be some type of crazy Miami Hurricanes fan. That's what he decided he wants to. I think he just wants to wear face paint.
Yes, you do have to be crazy to be a Miami Hurricanes
These
fan.
These days,
right now.
Absolutely. And my daughter is going to be like a rainbow warrior type thing.
That's fine. Rainbows, princesses, unicorns.
Sure. But I'm not going to be one of these people that sits at home in the dark and doesn't answer the door on Halloween like somebody we know.
We're getting really creative with our 4-month-old son. He's going to be a pumpkin for Halloween. So.
Okay. Well,
it was either that
pumpkin.
Or the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. You know which way I voted, but my vote did not count. And that is it for Eye on Fantasy Football. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. The huge show's coming up next on CBS Sports Radio. Now, if you like what you heard, please check out our Fantasy Football Today podcast. And if you need more fantasy advice, check out the Fantasy Football Today video show on CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ. That's Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern until kickoff. Simulcast right here on CBS Sports Radio from 11 a.m. to noon Eastern. A lot of thanks to give out. Let's thank Dave Richard. Great job, as always, from Dave. Thanks to Dave Shepard and Kevin Wall behind the glass doing a great job producing the show. And, of course, thanks to all of you for listening and calling every week. I'm Adam Azer. Good night, everyone, and good luck in week 8.